If there was, if you're old enough to remember these things, but if there was a like an old Sears Roebuck catalog, if you had a catalog, not from Sears Roebuck because they're out of business, but if you had a catalog and you could go and you could pick guests that you wanted to order and bring in to the show because you know they were just going to make, they were going to be great, then I would just order me up some Natasha Pernicka every day.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Is a wonderful, wonderful guest, and also who does wonderful, wonderful work. And she's a dear friend, and we're thrilled to have her when she joins us. And has a lot to tell us this morning. The Alliance for a Hunger-Free New York and their coalition members will be presenting an evening of networking and a live recording of the Hangry for Change podcast on Wednesday, June 18th at The Linda in Albany from 5 to 7. The podcast is hosted by Alliance Board President and Westside Campaign Against Hunger Executive Director Greg Silverman. Funds raised at the event will benefit their work, ensuring that New York's frontline emergency providers have access to the collaboration, resources, and tools they need to effectively address food insecurity across the state of New York. Natasha Pernicka is Executive Director of the Food Pantries for the Capital District, here to preview the event, which, as I mentioned, is coming up on June 18th. Hello, dear friend. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. Your intro made me laugh so much, and I needed that laugh.
Well, I really enjoy having you on, and I love, of course, that you're so impactful in the work that you do. Let me talk. Let's talk a little bit about this event. So, how in what you do does the Alliance fit in?
Sure. The Alliance for a Hunger-Free New York is a newer organization that's carrying on the tradition of Hunger Action Network, which for many, many years was a coalition and advocacy organization to support the frontline food providers like food pantries, community meal programs, and other nonprofits at the front lines doing the work. And Hunger Action Network became dormant back in 2018-2019. And here at the Food Pantries for the Capital Region, we started getting invited to state-level meetings when the community and state representatives started understanding, oh, there's a difference between food banks and food pantries. It's not an interchangeable word. Food pantries and food banks play different roles in our charitable feeding system. And so when here at the food pantries, we started getting invited to meetings, and we always kind of hit this point where they're like, well, you're just talking about the Capital Region. And it's like, well, yeah, we are. And they're like, it'd be great if you could get the voices and amplify the collective impact from food pantries and other community-based food organizations from across the state. And so we started talking with Hunger Action Network and started working with food pantries from all across the state of New York. Greg Silverman from Westside Campaign Against Hunger is our board president, and he's the one who has the Hangry for Change podcast, which, love the title.
Yes.
And so we're very excited to have this event because it will help raise awareness, but also help us raise support. It is a fundraiser and to support our work across the state of New York.
So let's talk about the front lines, and you certainly described this just a moment ago, but when we talk about the frontline emergency providers, how much in what you do within the food pantries are you impacted by that? That front line. I mean, how close are you to the front line?
Well, I mean, that is us. Like, we are a coalition of the front line. We're a coalition of food pantries. So that's where, when a person or a family needs food, like, they're going to a food pantry. Like, that's the place in the community where they're getting food.
So there's no differentiation between, and when I say differentiation, I know there is one, but between of what a food bank and a food pantry does when it comes to the front lines, as it were.
Well, there's There's a little bit of overlap, which is a good thing because we need resiliency in our supply chain. For example, some food pantries actually do their own food warehousing, which would be considered food banking. So some of our food pantry members, especially some of the larger ones, do food banking also. And then some food banks do their own direct distributions as well. So you've got some food banks doing some direct distributions. You've got some food pantries doing some food warehousing. But by and large, food pantries are the greater role that they play is that frontline meeting the actual people in need to provide the food.
And so really when resources come to the Alliance and in their fundraising efforts, it's lifting all those boats.
Yes. Yeah. The Alliance for Hunger Free New York is really working on raising the voices, amplifying the voices of food pantry and community meal and other food rescue organizations that are involved in our coalition. These organizations are not a part of the, like, these organizations are not like Feeding America food bank organizations that have their own, you know, advocacy entity. So we wanted to make sure that we had a voice to really share our stories as well and the importance of the role that food pantries play in the community. And also that, you know, we need to raise money as well. Some of the, you know, really important areas that we were doing advocacy on and will continue to do advocacy on are a couple of important state programs, Hunger Prevention Nutrition Assistance Program, or HPNAP, and Nourish New York are both New York State funded programs that help food banks and food pantries purchase food, purchase New York produced food from farmers and producers, and also provide some administrative costs. I think a lot of people don't realize how much it takes to actually operate our charitable food system. You know, staffing, trucks to move food, refrigeration systems, paying the heat, paying your insurance. You know, and I think the general public, a lot of times when we talk about food pantries, it's like, oh, we'll do a food drive. And food drives are awesome. They're great. But most of the food actually pantries are paying for because the vast numbers of people in the community that need food pantries far, far outweighs what we can accomplish just through food drives.
So a couple points, and I'm just going to parrot what you often tell me so I don't come off as being the bright bulb here because I'm just stealing what you have said in the past to me. But what I am always amazed by is when you call it the system is you all, but it shouldn't be that way. This is a system that was in place to supplement the cracks in the real government system for state and federal. But as that completely erodes, you then by default become the system.
That is so well said that, and I must have said it very well for you to parrot it like that. but yes, it's true. I mean, look, like we talk about ending hunger. Why do we even have hunger in the United States of America, honestly? But, you know, living wage is number one, right? When you guys have heard me speak, it's like, let's make sure people have living wages. In fact, United Way just released their new ALICE report. Here in New York's capital region, there's 41% of households don't make enough money to make ends meet. So it's more than 40% of households, one, aren't making living wages. Two, that's where the federal government is supposed to step in. And we have this amazing federal program called SNAP, or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, that is currently on the chopping block. And it's completely devastating that any public representatives at this point would even fathom the idea of cutting SNAP in any way or reducing barriers. They're trying to shift the funding to the state level, which is absolutely ridiculous. And so we have a very, I'm going to refrain from saying what's in my brain but it's just absolutely ridiculous that anyone would consider reducing SNAP in any way right now.
I understand that, and I understand how frustrating it must be for you and for the people that you work with of knowing this problem firsthand. What I don't get. No matter really what issue we're talking about, but certainly in this case, when it comes to food insecurity, that the federal government can't do it. So then you put it on the states. Do you actually think that they're going to be able to satisfy the need that is there?
Not at all.
Within the states? I mean, it's
not
just,
at all.
But I mean, it doesn't even make sense. It's like, okay, so we have this big corporate office that has all these people and all these things, and then you fire them all, and then you say, okay, well, now we're going to do it with about a tenth of the resources, a tenth of the people, and we're supposed to do more work because there's more people who need the care because of all of the cuts.
Yeah. And the other thing that doesn't make sense is SNAP is not only an anti-hunger program, but it's also it provides economic value to the community. There's research that shows for every dollar in SNAP benefit, it contributes over $1.50 in community investment because those dollars are spent at retail grocery stores that pay for employees and supply chain. So it's not like you're just throwing money away to help people have food. You're reinvesting that money back in our economy.
So let's talk about we know about SNAP within the federal budget, and we just have the bill that passed Congress this morning. I don't know what impact that had on food pantries.
Well, I don't. The most recent, it was more SNAP, so $300 billion cuts to SNAP. I haven't seen that. My most recent was $300 billion cuts to SNAP. What that impacts on the food pantries is that we're going to have a reduction of people with SNAP, and so we're going to have even more pressure on food pantries.
And how, with the state budget just passing, what was the end game there?
Very, very disappointing. Unfortunately, both of the programs that I mentioned, HIPNAP and Nourish New York, were essentially stagnant. So again, we're doing more at food pantries with less resources. And this is where, like, this is the charitable food system. We rely on philanthropy. We rely on individual donors to make sure that people have food in our communities.
So Hangry for Change is a podcast which focuses on the emergency feeding sector in New York City and beyond. And Greg Silverman is the host of this podcast. And it's going to be recorded right across the street here in Central Avenue in Albany at the Linda. And that's going to take place on June 18th from 5 to 7. And this will, as you said, be a fundraiser so people can come and see this important and hear these important words in the discussions that they have. And as you said, it's a great name for a podcast.
It is. We hope people in the community who care about this work will come help support the Alliance for Hunger Free New York and meet the incredible founders of the Alliance for Hunger Free New York.
And be able, to me, it would seem like an opportunity to kind of put all the pieces together of the puzzle of the groups that make up the system, right, of that are working together to try to, I was going to say attack, but and try to address this problem.
Yeah, I think that it will be very insightful because we have people from New York City, from Binghamton, from upstate New York, from central New York, from across the state, and you'll hear really how a lot of the challenges we're facing are the same across rural and urban. And really, there are solutions. I think that's the good news, is there are solutions. We know what the solutions are. It's making sure we build up the voice so that it can't be ignored.
Well, certainly, I know our listeners will be very interested in building up that voice and to help in ways. You're going to be with us during the fund drive, as you always are.
Love it. Looking forward to it.
We look forward to that. But this is going to take place just either during or right after the fun drive, and still an important thing to put on your calendar. Best way for people to find any information is to go to your website.
Yes, it's AllianceHungerFreeNewYork.org.
AllianceHungerFreeNewYork.org to find out more information. Natasha Pernicka, I thank you so much. I look forward to having you back in just a week or so, 2 weeks, to talk about food pantries and try to do some more good stuff in the community. Blessings to all of you who do this beautiful work, and I appreciate it as always.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thanks so much. We will return to our last half hour of the program after this short break. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.